Oklahoma's wheat harvest is quickly crossing the state. Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. Kim, what do the early reports indicate about the crop?
I think the crop's coming in relatively good. You know, it just about started on a good third of the state from the Texas border all the way up to almost Weatherford. Reports in southern Oklahoma as expected. The yields are relatively low. There's quite a bit of wheat being cut for hay and that has been put up for hay. The test weights are good. I think they're averaging a little better than in 60 pounds. Protein, you get a mixed reports on protein, but I think the protein's relatively good. With this warm, dry weather, I think it's going to move across the state relatively fast, and I think by next week we're going to be from one border to the other. And it may be slightly less than projected, but it's a little early to tell.
How have prices reacted to all of this information?
Well, initially, the market took 13 cents off of prices. You know, with prices down around 450, when you take 13 off of it, that's a hit. However, it started recovering at near the end of the week. I think the good sign is that if you look at the basis, Snyder and Parrington out in the Panhandle, they're both about 30 under, up to Weatherford on I-40, 16 under the July contract. Medford is 11 under that July contract, and those bases are about the same as last year. And if you look at the futures contracts, the September contract, the Dease contract, we don't have the carry. We had about 35 cents carry in the market last year. We've only got 18 or 19 cents this year, and so that's telling farmers to maybe sell it early, that they're not wanting to carry it out. But the market looks relatively good given the situation.
Give us an idea of what else is happening around the world.
Well, if you look around the world, there's just a lot happening. I think we need to start out that we're projecting record production again, 28.2 billion bushels. That's just a little bit higher than last year. You look at the ending stocks, a big increase from 10.8 to 11.4 billion bushels there. Russia, kind of mixed information. The information there is that they're slightly lowering that down. You know, they're at about 2.8 billion, a little higher than and about the same as last year. But the Russia does have record high domestic wheat prices, so that's restricting some of their exports. But they've also leveled their exports out over there. Used to, you know, they'd have it all sold by February, March. Well, they've kind of moved it out over the year. Ukraine, Chimney Christmas. I'm getting... They're way down. Oh, they're way up. I've got in the last week Ukraine production anywhere from 835 million bushels to a billion bushels. The good news is it's less than last year. So it's projected that Ukraine's exports will be less than last year, and I think that's good news. Australia, though, again, now they're still planting some of theirs. It's a long time until late October for their harvest. I've seen reports on Australia, 880 million, that's the USDA, to a billion bushels. So, but that's all 350 million more than last year, and that's a lot of wheat to put on the market. Last thing, Egypt bought wheat this last week, bought it from Ukraine, snubbed Russia and France.
A lot to keep track of. Given all of this information, what's the market outlook?
Well, with 28.2 billion bushels, even if it's 28.1 billion bushels, our use is projected at 27.7. We're going to build stocks this next year. We appear to have an adequate amount of milling quality wheat. So unless something drastic happens to the Black Sea area or France, the number two exporter now, then I don't see much. We may pick up another quarter on price as we get into June and July as they buy this good harvested wheat. But I don't see much upside potential, but it is there. Now, once we, I think, clear the harvest and we get into the French, the Black Sea harvest in August, September, I think we've got the potential to go back down to that 430, 440 level.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Kim. We'll see you next week. Mm-hmm.